Jillian abruptly pulls away from Ben. "You have to go," she tells him. "Now." She kisses him deeply and pledges all sorts of things, love promises she won't even remember until the next time they're in bed and he reminds her. She works hard, and at last she wins. "You're sure about this?" Ben says, confused by how hot and cold she is, but wanting more all the same. "You could spend the night at my place." "Tomorrow," Jillian vows, "and the next night and the night after that." When at last Ben leaves, when she's watched out the front window to make certain he's really gone, Jillian goes into the yard and stands motionless beneath the murky sky. It's the hour when the crickets first begin to call out a warning, their song quickened by the humidity of the coming storm. At the rear of the yard, the hedge of thorns is twisted and dense. Jillian walks closer and sees that two wasps' nests hang from the branches. A constant buzzing resonates, like a warning issued or a threat. How is it possible for these brambles to have grown unnoticed? How could they have allowed it to happen? They believed him to be gone. They wished it to be so. But some mistakes come back to haunt you again and again, no matter how certain you are that they've finally been put to rest. As she stands there, a fine drizzle begins, and that's what makes Kylie come after her, the fact that her aunt is standing out there all alone, getting wet without seeming to notice. "Oh, no," Kylie says, when she sees how tall the hedge of thorns has grown since she and Gideon played chess on the lawn. "We'll just cut them down again," Jillian says. "That's what we'll do." But Kylie shakes her head. No clippers could get through those thorns, not even an axe would do. "I wish my mom would get home," she says.